Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and this video is going to be a 2020 retrospective. We're going to look through 2020, what I learned, what are the lessons I learned, what are the things that I did, what goals I set in the beginning of the year, and did I accomplish these goals? And by the way, we're going to acknowledge the channel growth. We're going to acknowledge you guys, which is my source of motivation and source of really... You guys push me to do better in general. So I'm going to acknowledge that. And I'm going to acknowledge my style of teaching slash documenting. Finally, we're going to talk about what are my plans for 2021. So if you're interested in this video, stay along and happy holidays, guys. Hope you guys have a wonderful year. Let's jump into it. So the first thing I want to address is the goals in general. When I started 2020 and... for that matter, 2019, I had one goal in mind. And this goal keeps just rolling off every year, right? I do not set explicit many goals that I want to set, especially at least for my software engineering career. The reason I'm making this videos and my blog and my Twitter account and other stuff, the channel. I set one goal, and I have set it, I think, since 2017 or maybe before that. One goal that I have is to become a better software engineer. And I know this goal is not measurable, it's not attainable, and it's an aspirational goal, right? I'm not going to wake up one day in 10 years and say, oh, I'm a better software engineer, I'm the best in the world. I know that is not going to happen. There are people... way, way smarter than me, more genius. Some of them are in the comment section of this YouTube channel, of the YouTube channel. But if I put this goal in the back of my head, what happens is that goal spins off many tasks on a single daily basis, right? And these tasks are kind of steps towards that main goal. Right, I'm giving an example. The Amazon outage that happened, there is no reason for any software engineer to spend hours and hours reading their article and going through the Kinesis protocol, which I don't work with Amazon at all, but there's no reason for me as a software engineer to go do that, technically, right? But my main goal to become a better software engineer in general forces me to learn that. It forces me to spend those hours and forces me to actually sit down and then document what I learned from reading that and then actually make a video for it. So the execution of me making these videos or writing those articles or tweeting those tweets are drops into that main goal and pushes me to achieve that goal essentially, right? And that goal is one of Simon Sinek's infinite game examples, right? It's just, it's unattainable. This is not something that I'm going to attain anytime soon. And I know that. And I know people will always be, there are people that are always be better than me. The way I compare whether I made progress towards that goal is I look at myself on January 2020 and I look at myself on December 2020, right? And I say, okay. Well, let me watch a video that I did in 2020 and let me watch a video I did in December. Did I learn anything? Did I sound that I understood the topic that I'm talking about? And yes, the answer is yes. I am always growing. And I'm comparing myself to 2019. I was almost, I look at myself like, wow, I did not know anything. And I sure know that in 2021, I'm going to look back at 2020 Hussein and says, okay, this guy doesn't know, understand anything. And I will keep doing that, right? And this is just an infinite thing, right? And every day you're going to see these goals. Every video that you see is an execution toward that. And most of my, this may bring me to the second point that I want to discuss is, most of my videos are not teaching, if you notice. It's documenting, really. Maybe 99% of my videos are me documenting what I just learned, right? And that's why you, some of you actually noticed that the excitement when I talk about these videos is because I don't teach these things. I don't say, hey, let me learn this so I guys show it to you because I want to actually teach you this. I don't look at you as students or I'm a teacher. No, I just literally read something. I learned something exciting. And I, as I'm excited about the learning of this, and I, some of you might relate to this, like, oh, once you understand how things work, it feels goddamn good. And I take this experience while it's hot, drop it while it's hot, and then take that and make a video about it. And that's why you sense that excitement when I talk about these videos. And always, it's always documenting. That's why I don't like to repeat videos. I rarely repeat anything, right? I might reference something that I said before. Say, okay, that's why because of this. That's why it's because of this. And everything, the more I reference things, the more I know that I started understanding things, right? It was like a reference. I started referencing Uber DoorDash's moving and Discord moving database from Mongo to whatever Cassandra, whatever that thing is, right? And then I start linking things together and I tried in my videos, right? So that's essentially it. So I, my style is not really teaching, it's more like documenting. And it's on rare occasion where I'm gonna actually make a Udemy course where I actually gonna sit down and, okay, guys, let's learn about this. That's why it's very, very difficult for me to actually teach something, right? I made the introduction to database engineering, but most of these things, most of the videos are actually made the same thing. I just learned about, I don't know, lock escalation in SQL Server, right? That's a very, very difficult, deep, low-level thing in SQL Server. And I had it at work, but I took that knowledge and I kind of summarized it in a tweet. Same thing with the database engine videos and all that stuff. So that's why you sense that. So that's the second point I want to make. Teaching versus documenting. My style is always documenting, and I think I'm going to keep doing the same thing. Maybe I'll switch to teaching when I like there is a downtime and I want to refresh my own knowledge. I'll switch to my teaching hat, essentially. But that's another thing. The third thing I want to acknowledge is the channel growth. I did not expect to get this much subscribers and this much growth. And every time I look at the numbers, I freak out because I don't know why people are just taking 80,000 as a small number. This is nuts. I leave 80,000 alone, right, as a subscriber number, but look at the watch time. Last watch time is what? I forgot. Like 3.8 million minutes. Right? What's the math on this one? I mean, that's around 64,000 hours. People, you guys, sat down and watched my content that I produced for 64,000 hours a day. Right? And a month, sorry. But these numbers are insane, and I really, really need to acknowledge that I don't take any of this for granted. And I know people celebrate 100,000 milestones and 10,000, but I don't have to. I mean, 80,000, that's a huge number. I mean, I celebrated 80,000. I celebrate every subscriber that I get. It's just nuts. These numbers are insane. And the way that you guys watch this content is is unbelievable. So I really, really, really appreciate you guys for this. So thank you for every single one of you. Thank you for the members of this channel that keeps... you keep me guys going, you keep me invest back in the channel, better lighting, better mic, better camera, better stuff, better software to edit, because I suck at editing. And guys, thank you so much for leaving those beautiful comments, right? You guys, I mean, some of you like leave like kind, some of you take the time of the of your time to write me a long email to just thank me about how one or three videos changed your career, or how one video actually made you pass an interview. And I did not expect you to write this email, because I put this stuff for free, and I don't expect you to just like, okay, you have to say thank me to me. But the fact that you sat down and actually acknowledged that, I really appreciate it, because that keeps me going. That just keeps me, that every video that I make is helping at least one of you guys. Even if I don't have the intent of teaching, I'm just merely documenting what I personally learned. So, and it's just an ongoing process every single day. And that's what I want to deliver this to you. It's like, it's good to have this mentality. It's like, okay, you're not gonna be perfect, right? There's always a room for growth, and have that. That's just very, very healthy to have. And finally, for 2021, I'm not gonna change anything. I am still gonna have the goal to become a better software engineer. And that goal is gonna, I know every single day, is gonna spawn off new task and new goals for me personally to become better and better. All right, I'm gonna cover more news, I'm gonna cover more technology, I'm gonna start hitting communication protocols with, again, because I am mainly interested in the backend, and my that's my basically my specialty. You're gonna see more videos towards the backend, because it's just an infinite pool of things to learn. All right, so maybe we're gonna start hitting Kubernetes, for finally hitting Kubernetes, and just jump into that beast, right? Learning about how it's actually fundamentally built, right? So you're gonna start seeing the journey of me learning that stuff. But there's so much stuff to take care of, and there's no shortage, and we have all the time in the world. So guys, thank you so much again for your love. Happy holidays. I'm gonna see you on the next year. Maybe I'm gonna put another video before the next year ends. But stay awesome. Love you. Goodbye.